Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 20th of July, and here in Oro is mostly sunny at 29 degrees Celsius, but the weather forecast for today promises a thick cloud cover and considerable cloudiness over the night, with temperatures from low of 28 to high of 35, with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Possibility on precipitation is on 25%, winds from southwest at 15 km per hour with occasional gust on 30 km per hour. Humidity is supposed to be on 75%. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 18%. Tomorrow between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at SAIR Conference Hall at Town Hall Complex, the Orville Campus Initiative, AC, is happy to present A Joy of Learning, and this would be the third installment of the Joy of Learning series, the Orville Learning Forum from Aurovillians for Aurovillians. Title of this one is The Orville Master Plan Demystified. An exploration for the layperson from the Orville Campus Initiative, Lalit will present the history of the master plan, Soro will talk about key features of the master plan and evolution of planning in recent times, and perspective and critical aspects. Tuan will delve on legal and statutory framework of planning and development and infrastructure planning and development. And they are saying that town planning concerns all of us, because town planning in Oro is as much more than the design and development of streets, houses and amenities. It is more than a land use management tool or strategic plan to make the most out of our precious resources. Town planning in Oro needs to provide a comprehensive framework and reference for our collective development. It needs to aim at creating a balance of the diversity that our community represents while maintaining true form, function and beauty in alignment with our aspiration, those the core values and vision of Oroville. At the center of these efforts lies the master plan, and understanding of its scope and intention is indispensable to fully grasp the challenges and opportunities that town development Oroville entail. Oroville Campus Initiative team are Amy, Deoyani, Lalit, Mike, Min and Sophie. On Thursday, 23rd of July at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niva's Pavilion of India International Zone, we can see an energetic performance, Narayani Namostute, of Avishkar Academy, which works in the field of traditional performing art forms of Gujarat and Rajasthan. This time they bring to us a fusion of classical and contemporary dance, a specially choreographed show of Garba and Ras. And on Thursday, at Kripa, the Italian Pavilion warmly invite everybody for the concert Four Centuries of Music by Classical Guitar, performed by Italian duo Bartoli Fodera. That will be a concert of the guitar duo Bartoli Fodera with music of Boccherini, Scarlatti, Rossini, Mangore, De Vecchi, Ganghi, Assad, Morricone. The concert is organized in collaboration with the Institute of Culture of the Italian Embassy in New Delhi. Marco Bartoli is currently a classical guitar teacher at the Musikschule Alschwi in Belgium, Switzerland, and plays Matthias Daumann guitar. Salvo Fodera teaches at the Musikschule Mutens in Basel and plays an instrument made for him by the Italian luthier Gabriel Lodi, and they have performed in many countries in Europe, Asia and South America. And here's the important message from the BCC to all city service units, and they are saying that they would like to remind you that all units under city services, that those who have not yet sent their budget and failed to do so before the end of this month, July, may see their budget cut or withheld, and they're thanking you for your cooperation. And here's one from Financial Service. Many people using Financial Service online require assistance at some point. They can provide assistance via email if your correct email address is registered with them. If you have changed your email address and contact them from this new address which is not registered with them, they have no way of knowing who you are and they cannot easily help you. So you can easily update your email address, log on to Financial Service online, click on My Accounts, change settings. In this page you're supposed to enter your new email address and click on the Change Email button. And that's it. And here's an update from 2015 All Auroville Singing Festival, Take Me to Your Soul, Community Culture Colors, CCC. And they are saying that for the coming All Auroville Singing Festival in October, they might need people to form a choir. This choir would probably be open the festival and might also participate in the closing, depending on other factors. So if you're interested to join, kindly contact Shakti at auroville.org in. And they would also like to announce they encourage youngsters to participate as individuals or in small teams. Application form can be obtained from the AV Singing Festival at auroville.org. They would also like to invite Aurovillian youngsters to sing in a special event towards the end of the festival, last or before last, again depending on the other factors. In case a larger team of youngsters is willing able to perform, it should contact Shakti for coordination. And as a last point, they would like participants to sing only one song, and with that to allow for larger participation and make the festival slightly shorter. Exception would be if you join also the choir or the youngster special event. And here's a happy update from Acres for Auroville, and they are saying that the Acres for Auroville land campaign is a partnership of Auroville International and Lands for Auroville Unified. The first phase of the campaign focuses on missing plots of land in the Matrimandir area and in the international zone. Inaugurated of Shira Urbinda's birthday on 15th of August 2014, and in just in 10 months, Acres for Auroville has reached 85% of its target. And financed by Acres for Auroville donations, Auroville just bought a very important plot close to Matrimandir. They greatly appreciate the contribution of over 320 donors who have made this success possible. And thanks to all of you, their success barometer has become beautiful golden. And here's an announcement from PCG, Project Coordination Group. SIRE and the Resource Mobilization Team are looking for people who are willing and able to help others prepare project proposals and project reports. If you have a good English skills and you feel you have the necessary skills and experience to offer and or would like to know more about this opportunity, they ask me to write to resourcemobilization@auroville.org in, or you can visit them on Wednesday morning between 9 to lunchtime at the Resident Assembly Service Office on first floor in Town Hall. And from ARCA comes invitation to a deep core intensive massage. And starting this month, Sumit will be at service as the resident masseuse and therapist at ARCA. Sumit has trained the deep core intensive massage in Germany and is Reiki master from the Reiki Academy in London. He also offers massage sessions for relief and relaxation from aches, knots, pain, cramps, stress and stiffness of the muscles in the neck, shoulders, back, upper and lower and limbs. Today at 6:30 PM at Savitri Bhavan, they will screen a musical offering specially composed for the centenary of Sri Aurobindo and the Mothers, first meeting in 1914 by Soba Dimitra, head of the music session of the ashram, and performed by ashram students in the Savitri Bhavan amphitheater on 30th of March 2014. The ashramites are singing with a deep aspiration for the divine love and work, prayers, songs, mantras, and the text of gratitude which the mother had put on the samadhi. The film is done by Monohar. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 PM we can see an Indian drama, A Boy with Grenade, made in India 2008 by the writer and director Santosh Sivan. Tomorrow they will screen an Italian drama, My Brother is an Only Child, made in Italy 2007 by director Daniele Lucchetti. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Feats of Permaculture, Tropical Permaculture, made in Netherlands in 2014 by director Gretje Mulder. And from the words of the Mother, volume 13, we read, Lord, we are upon earth to accomplish thy work of transformation. It is our sole will, our sole preoccupation. Grant that it might be also our sole occupation and that all our actions may help us toward this single goal. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.